Hey everyone, and welcome in. Excited to have you with us for another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at something that's creating a real buzz in the tech world. OTFS.
Orthogonal time frequency space, to be precise.
Exactly. OTFS. And we're going to unpack it all, what it is, why it's got people in telecom so excited, and what it might mean for the future, you know, how we connect with everything.
Yeah, and I think it's especially interesting now, you know. We're kind of on the edge of this whole 6G rollout.
We are.
And the need for, well, everything to be faster, more reliable, especially when we're talking about mobile, that's just going to keep growing.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. We're using our phones for everything. Video calls, streaming.
Even listening to this deep dive.
Huh. Exactly. But here's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we're relying on now, OFDM.
Orthogonal Frequency Division Multiplexing.
You got it. It might not be able to keep up. The demands are just getting, well, really intense.
It's true. And one of the biggest things OFDM struggles with is what we call doubly spread channels.
Uh-huh.
Basically, signals getting distorted in two ways at once.
Okay, got to break that down for me. What does that actually look like?
All right, so picture sending a signal, point A to point B. Now, in the real world, it's not a straight line. It bounces off buildings, trees, cars, you name it. And that causes what we call delay spread. Parts of that signal, they arrive at different times.
Like an echo chamber, but for wireless.
Perfect analogy. Now, add movement to that. You're on a train, even just walking down the street. That causes Doppler spread, messes with the signal's frequency.
So delays and emotion both messing things up.
Yeah.
No wonder OFDM is having a tough time.
Exactly. And this double whammy, it's a real problem in cities where there are tons of reflections and everyone's on the move.
Right. So this isn't just theoretical, like in a lab somewhere. Mm-hmm. This affects us day to day.
Oh, absolutely. Think about streaming a video while walking in a crowded area, or a self-driving car needing a stable connection. That's when OFDM's limits become really obvious.
And not just annoying, potentially dangerous, too.
Exactly. And get this, it gets even tougher as we go towards 6G. Higher frequencies and the Doppler spread. Even more pronounced.
Okay, so we need a new way of doing things. Enter OTFS. What's different about it?
It actually uses the Doppler effect, embraces it, rather than trying to work around it. Completely different way of representing and processing the signal.
That sounds, I don't know, almost counterintuitive. How does that work?
Think of it this way. OFDM, it looks at the signal in the time frequency domain, like a snapshot at a specific moment. But OTFS, it transforms things into the delay Doppler domain.
Delay yeah. Doppler. Gotta admit, sounds complicated.
Might sound that way, but it's more like creating a map. Not just a single snapshot, but all the ways the signal could be delayed, distorted by movement.
So it uses the distortion to dot navigate, almost.
I like that. By understanding how the channel will likely affect things, OTFS can compensate. Makes the connection way more reliable.
Now, are there different types of OTFS? Or is it one size fits all?
There have been a few versions, yeah. But for 6G, there's one getting a lot of attention. Narrowband ZAC OTFS.
And what's so special about this one?
It's a good balance. Performance, how efficiently it uses spectrum, and this is key, compatibility with the 3GPP framework.
Back up a sec. Why is 3GPP so important?
Third Generation Partnership Project. It's who sets the global standards for mobile telecom. If it doesn't work with 3GPP, widespread adoption, almost impossible.
Got it. So narrowband ZAC OTFS. It's the Goldilocks version, just right for 6G.
You could say that, yeah. And that's why a company called Cohere Technologies is really pushing for it. They see OTFS as unlocking what 6G can really do.
All right, let's talk Cohere Technologies. How are they trying to make OTFS a reality? What's their approach?
Well, they're not putting all their eggs in one basket, that's for sure. They're working on multiple fronts.
Okay, so what does that look like?
First, they're building a global team, working with governments, the operators of mobile networks, equipment vendors, all to show the benefits of OTFS. Lots of outreach, lots of education, getting everyone on board, so to speak.
Team OTFS. I like it.
Right. And it's not just talk. They're heavily invested in simulations, testing things out in the real world, too.
Proof is in the pudding, as they say.
Exactly. And they're getting some very interesting results. The simulations show that OTFS, it can handle a lot more data compared to OFDM, especially in those tricky, high-mobility situations like we talked about on a train.
Makes sense. So we've talked about why it's needed and the basics of how it works. But let's zoom out a bit. What does this mean for everyday users? What does an OTFS world look like?
Imagine a world where your connection is always rock solid, no matter where you are or how fast you're moving.
Sold. Where do I sign up?
Uh-huh. Well, you can stream HD video on a speeding train without a hiccup, have a crystal clear video call while walking down a busy street, that kind of thing.
That's just the obvious stuff, right? I'm sure there are applications we haven't even thought of yet.
You're absolutely right. The possibilities are really exciting when you think about things like autonomous vehicles, virtual reality, telemedicine, the Internet of Things. OTFS could be what makes all of that stuff truly reliable and accessible.
This is starting to feel like a peek into the future. But before we get ahead of ourselves, maybe let's dig into the technical stuff a bit more. How does OTFS actually work?
Okay, let's do it. One of the key things to understand is how OTFS handles resource allocation.
Right, we've been talking about these resource grids and how OTFS uses them differently. Can you break that down for us?
Absolutely. In both 3GPP and OTFS, you have this idea of a time frequency resource grid. It's basically dividing up the available bandwidth and time into smaller chunks that can be given to different users.
Like slicing up a pie and everyone gets a piece.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah.
But OTFS, it gets interesting in how those slices are made and given out.
Okay, how so?
Well, with OFDM, those slices, those resource blocks, they're fixed. Size, position, everything. But OTFS, it's flexible. Those blocks can be tailored to each user's needs and, importantly, the conditions of their connection.
So it's not just about equal slices. It's the right size and shape based on what you need at that moment.
You got it. And this is where that delay Doppler domain we talked about comes in. OTFS can look at those specific characteristics of a user's channel and allocate resources accordingly.
So like a custom fit connection optimized for where you are and how you're moving.
Exactly. And that's the power of OTFS. It's not just raw power. It's about smart processing and efficiently using those resources.
I'm starting to get the picture.
Yeah.
But can you give us a visual? What do these grids actually look like in OFDM versus OTFS?
Sure. Think of a chessboard. With OFDM, each square is a resource block for a user. They can't be moved around. They're stuck.
Okay. Makes sense. Now, what about OTFS?
Well, in OTFS, you still have the chessboard. But the pieces, they're different. Imagine them being able to change size, move around to fit different patterns.
More like Tetris then, where you can rotate and fit the pieces.
Great analogy. That flexibility means OTFS can allocate resources much more efficiently. Small pieces for simple channels, larger ones for those more complex ones.
It's about the best fit, not being stuck with one size fits all.
Exactly. And that's where OTFS shines. Much more efficient with the available spectrum. Really intelligent use of what we've got.
This has been really insightful. We've covered the basics of OFDM and its limitations and the promise of OTFS, how it works, at least at a high level. Mm-hmm. We even got a little philosophical with the Tetris analogy.
Always good to mix things up a bit. And it really is a fascinating technology to explore.
It is. And we've got plenty more to discuss. We'll be looking at the potential applications of OTFS, some of the challenges in actually implementing it, and when we might realistically see it being used.
But before we get to all that, I did want to pick up on something you said earlier about OTFS being a glimpse into the future.
Yeah.
It's not just about faster phones, you know?
Right. We touched on some other applications.
Exactly. And one that I'm really excited about is autonomous vehicles.
Self-driving cars.
Yeah, exactly. They need a constant stream of data, right? Sensors, cameras, the cloud, to navigate safely. And any hiccup, any lag in that connection.
Could be really bad news.
Exactly. Split-second decisions, that's what we're talking about.
No.
And that's where OTFS really shines, because it's so good at handling interference, those Doppler shifts.
It provides that reliability that self-driving cars absolutely need.
It's not just convenience anymore. It's about safety, potentially saving lives.
High stakes.
And this is just one example. Think about telemedicine, remote surgery, a surgeon controlling a robotic arm, but it's all happening over a wireless network.
Okay, now that's both amazing and kind of terrifying at the same time.
Right, but the connection has to be perfect. Any lag, any interruption.
Disaster.
OTFS could make that kind of thing, remote surgery, so much safer, more reliable.
It could change how we deliver healthcare, specialist care in remote areas, complex procedures from miles away, even saving lives in emergencies.
Exactly. And then there's the whole Internet of Things. We're talking billions of devices, all connected.
Everything's getting smart these days.
Yeah.
My fridge probably knows more about my grocery habits than I do.
Huh, probably. Right. But all those devices, they need bandwidth. They need to connect reliably. And that's only going to get more intense as more things come online.
So OTFS could be the backbone of all that. A smarter, more connected future.
It really could. Enabling new possibilities, unlocking the potential of all these technologies.
Okay, I'm sold. OTFS sounds huge. But we've been talking a lot about the what and the why. What about the how? Can we get into some of the technical details of how OTFS actually works?
Absolutely. At its core, OTFS is about using the structure of wireless channels to our advantage. Instead of treating those delays and Doppler shifts as random chaos.
Which is kind of what we do now.
Yeah, pretty much. OTFS uses a mathematical framework to represent them in a more organized way.
Okay, that sounds a bit abstract. How about an analogy for us non-mathematicians?
Imagine a spreadsheet. Each cell represents a specific combination of delay and Doppler shift. OTFS takes the transmitted signal and spreads it across those cells, almost like sending data packets along different routes in a network.
So instead of sending all the data down one path, which could be easily disrupted, OTFS creates multiple paths, diversifies the transmission.
Exactly. Think of it like sending a message with several couriers, each taking a different route. Even if one gets delayed or loses the message, the others can still deliver it.
Makes sense. So even if some parts of the signal are affected by interference or distortion, the receiver can still piece together the original message.
Precisely. And that's what makes OTFS so robust. It can handle the kinds of channel impairments that really mess with OFDM.
So it's not just about brute force. It's about intelligent signal processing and redundancy, working with the complexities of wireless channels, not against them.
You got it.
This is fascinating stuff. But imagine implementing all of this must be pretty complex. How does Cohere Technologies actually make OTFS work in practice?
Well, they've developed specific algorithms and techniques for transmitting and receiving signals using OTFS. And importantly, they've designed their system to integrate smoothly with the 5G infrastructure we already have.
Right, because we can't just rip and replace everything overnight. It has to be a gradual transition.
Exactly. And that's something Cohere has really thought carefully about.
Okay, let's get back to those resource grids for a second. You talked about how OTFS is more flexible with allocation, but I'm still a little fuzzy on how that works in practice. Can you give us a specific example?
Sure. Imagine we have two users. User A is stationary, say sitting in a cafe with a strong, stable connection. User B is on a high-speed train experiencing a lot of Doppler spread and a more challenging channel.
Okay, I can picture that. How would OTFS handle those two users differently?
With a traditional OFDM system, both users would probably get the same fixed-size resource block, regardless of what they actually need. But OTFS can be much smarter.
Okay, so how does it work?
For user A, with that good connection, OTFS might give them a smaller resource block. They don't need as much bandwidth or redundancy. But for user B, on the train, OTFS could give them a larger resource block, more time or frequency resources to make up for the distortions from all that movement.
So it's like OTFS is giving user B a bigger slice of the pie to make sure their connection stays stable, even with all that Doppler spread.
Exactly. It's not just about splitting the spectrum evenly. It's about dynamically giving out resources based on each user's specific needs.
This is making a lot more sense now.
Yeah.
It's like OTFS is adding a level of personalization to wireless communication that we haven't seen before.
That's a great way to put it. It's about moving away from that one-size-fits-all approach and toward a more tailored, intelligent way of managing wireless resources.
This has been incredibly insightful. We've really gone deep on this, from the problems of the OFDM to the promise of OTFS and the nuts and bolts of how it works.
It really is a fascinating technology.
And before the break, I was wondering about something. If OTFS is so great, why haven't we heard more about it? Why is it still relatively unknown?
It's a good question. OTFS, it is fairly new, and any new tech, especially in wireless, it takes time to catch on.
It's not just about the tech itself, then.
No, it's a whole ecosystem. For OTFS to really take off, you need everyone on board. Researchers, engineers, the people running the networks, the companies making the devices.
And those 3GPP standards, right?
Huge. Cohere, along with everyone else pushing for OTFS, they're working within 3GPP to make it happen. Presenting the research, running those simulations and field tests, collaborating. It's all about building consensus, getting the specs right.
A real team effort to bring this tech to the world.
It is. And there are always technical hurdles. Like OTFS, it does need more processing power than what we're used to with OFDM.
Right, that makes sense. So could that be a problem? Like our phones might not be able to handle it?
It's something to think about, yeah. But researchers are already figuring out ways to optimize, coming up with specialized hardware that can handle the demands of OTFS.
So not a deal breaker.
I don't think so. Like anything new, it'll keep getting better. More processing power, more efficient algorithms. Those challenges become less and less of a concern.
All right. So looking ahead, what's the timeline? When can we expect to see OTFS in our pockets, in our cars?
Hard to say for sure, 6G is still being developed, but a lot of people in the industry, they think we could see the first commercial deployments early 2030s.
Wow, so within the next decade, we could be living in an OTFS world.
Potentially. And as we've talked about, the benefits, they're big enough that it's worth the effort to make it happen.
Well, I think it's safe to say that after this deep dive, I'm convinced OTFS is a tech worth keeping an eye on.
Absolutely. It really could change everything about how we connect.
And for our listeners, if you're as intrigued as we are, check out the show notes. We'll have links to more info about Cohere Technologies, the research behind OTFS, all that good stuff.
It's an exciting time to be following wireless tech, and OTFS is right at the forefront of that.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the future of wireless. Until next time, stay curious.